So if you've got your Bibles with you, if you turn to Ecclesiastes 3. And we're going to reflect back on 2021. This is, I don't know about you guys, but it's always kind of a unique time of year here between Christmas and New Year's. And when we gather again next Sunday, we'll be into 2022. So kind of want to reflect back to 2021. Okay, so this song, I don't know which came first, you know, my thoughts on the new year or this song, but this song is by the Byrds, if you didn't know that. Fairly famous song, catchy tune. If you get nothing else out of today, you'll have this in your head at least through mid-afternoon, and you'll be singing this as you drive home. So, but if you didn't know, it's based on Ecclesiastes 3. If you have your Bibles open, I may have the slides a little out of order. Go down to, if you can find the one that's got the verses for... Well, here, okay, yeah, we'll go to this one first. So it's based on Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. And in looking at the whole book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about so much is meaningless, and that it seems to be kind of an exasperation or a frustration about trying to find purpose and meaning. Chapter 1 says everything and wisdom are meaningless. Chapter 2 says pleasures, wisdom, folly, and toil are meaningless. Chapter 4 says advancement is meaningless. Chapter 5 says riches are meaningless. And as I was, you know, kind of doing a little bit of research for this sermon, some of the translations refer to these things, you know, pleasures, wisdom, folly, all that, as a smoke or a vapor that will vanish. And if you think about smoke or vapor, no matter how hard you try to hold on to it, it goes away. So I thought that was an interesting translation. So let's look at, you guys probably can't read that, but if you got your Bibles, I'll read along. So this is Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. Again, it tracks the song pretty closely, but there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And one thing that struck me as I went through this is, I guess it's verse 5, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. And thinking about COVID, and, you know, many of you remember when we actually used to shake hands and circulate a little bit before the message. And I kind of miss that. But apparently, maybe now we're in a time to refrain from embracing. That's what we're maybe supposed to do to be safe. I don't know. Different people argue that. But that sort of struck me. But another thing that strikes me, and it's pretty obvious through the passage, is the opposites, the contrast, you know, life and death. you know, how starkly opposite those things are. And so I questioned, I said, well, is there really a time for everything? Our church family, there's my question, but our church family has seen many seasons this year. And, you know, that's most obvious if you pay attention to the prayer requests and the praise notes over a year. If you think about it, I'm not here every Sunday, but many Sundays. And you just think about what each of us have been through. Some much, much more than others. For some, 2021, I'm sure, has been a great year. For some, it's been a very difficult year. For some, it's been an unbelievable year in a negative way. We've seen miracles. I genuinely believe that. We've seen tragedies. We've seen birth. We've seen death. We've seen illness. We've seen healing. We've seen pain, and we've seen restoration. And as a group, you can look around and you can think, you know, those of you that are here Sunday after Sunday, and you can see each of those things. And, you know, as we look back, you know, some of those things are difficult. And, you know, is there really a time for everything? Is there a time for all these things, the negative things? They're unexplainable. It's easy to say there's a time for everything when you're in a good spot in life and the season of your life is great. But when it's bad or tragic, you know, how do you reconcile that? So next slide. So for those that are in a difficult season, how do you cope? So Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. I realize this is small, but it's 12, 13, and 14. It says, fear God, lean on God, and he will handle it. So starting verse 12, it says, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. So, you know, sometimes the things that we're dealing with, you know, we won't see the conclusion of those things. The frustrations, the anger, the hurt, God will deal with that in his own time, in his own way. It may not be ours to address. Sometimes that's frustrating. But, you know, that's what I took from that passage. And then Philippians 3, 12 through 14. And this passage, if you didn't know, I think is probably still on the wall up here. The youth group painted part of this before. This says, not that I have already attained all this, or I have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. And then in the bold there, it says, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So, and one thing when I was, you know, that song that popped into my head, if you didn't know, and Ryan and I and the deacons chatted about it at our deacons meeting, but it's in the movie Forrest Gump. And I know I did Shawshank Redemption. I seem to have a movie theme, but this will just be an illustration, so hang with me. So in Forrest Gump, many of you have probably seen it, but, you know, when I watch Forrest Gump, you think about all the things that Forrest has done that are, maybe miraculous isn't the right word, but, I mean, you think about it. He was a war hero. He was a football star. He was a ping pong star. He was a runner. He, you know, did all these things that, I'm thinking to myself, I've not done any one of those things. And here Forrest is supposed to have some sort of a disability. He doesn't always say what his incapacity is or what his situation is, but he does all these wonderful things. But then you think about what the struggles that he went through, and those, he lost his mother. I mean, how many times did Jenny take his heart out and stomp on it through that movie, if you think about it? I mean, she just tore him apart. But you think about those seasons and how they come back. You know, he ended up married to Jenny and taking care of her through her illness and caring for each other. He lost his best friend on the battlefield in his arms, Bubba, if you remember that scene. But, you know, if you think about all those things, you know, that may be as good of an illustration as any is Forrest's life as he goes through these different seasons. Some of them are incredible. And he does, you know, things that most of us only dream of doing. But he has those tragedies and those things too. But, you know, Forrest, and whether, you know, some of you might argue, and I can be a little cynical myself at times, say, well, yeah, but he's had all this luck, and, you know, it's easy to do that when you're lucky and to get through those hurdles, but, you know, he lost his mom. He broke, basically the only girl that he ever loved, broke his heart multiple times, but it all came back and circled back around. And, you know, that's, I think, the message, you know, that I would want to impart and take back to those of you that may be going through a difficult season, is it will cycle back around, and it may, you know, it may not be in your time. It will always be in God's time, and that's back to the Ecclesiastes 12 there. But I don't know, that Forrest Gump illustration hit me as I got thinking about it. As we look ahead to 2022, the new year is often a symbolic fresh start. You know, it's certainly not a religious holiday to speak of, but a lot of times it's a chance for you to clear your head, to realize that it's a new year, it's a fresh start. For some reason, that it's just another day on the calendar, but for some reason, it can be a mental change. It can, you know, allow you to maybe break out of habits. You know, people make resolutions about their physical health, usually with maybe not so great results, but some people do it and they stick with it and they're committed and they change physical health or relationship with your family or friends or other things that you may want to improve yourself. Maybe your spiritual life, you know, maybe you want to resolve to do something different there. If 2021 has been good for you and your family, we'll give thanks. There's nothing to be ashamed of in that. God's blessed you, and give thanks. If 2021 has been difficult for you and your family, give thanks that God has seen you through this far. Fear God, lean on God, and may 2022 be a better season for you. And, you know, we know that there are those that have been through those difficult seasons and are in those difficult seasons, and words may not be enough, but God is there, and lean on Him, and we just pray that 2022 will be a better season. And may we all be granted strength to press on toward the goal and draw closer to Him in 2022. You know, there's a friend of mine is a baseball coach, Brad King, that used to coach at Newcastle and coaches at Mount Vernon now, but kind of a coachy type saying, but it's control what you can control. And I think that may apply to our lives a lot of times. There's a lot of things we cannot control. But to the things that we can control, you know, pressing on towards the goal, looking forward, you know, we can control that to some degree. So just as a church family, as we reflect on 2021, whether it's been good, bad, or indifferent, we just pray together that 2022 will be a positive year for each of us here, that we can all serve God and draw closer to Him and to each other in this room. So with that, if you just bow with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank You for the hope that He offers. And as we consider the new year, we just look back on 2021 and we thank You, Lord. And even those in difficult circumstances have been blessed in many ways. We just thank You for that. As we look ahead toward 2022, we just ask that You be with each family that's represented here, be with those that are in our group that couldn't be here this morning. Just ask that You give them strength to continue to press on, to press forward, to look ahead, and to worship You, to lean on You, and to fear You, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.